here with Mike Sando at the annual league meetings. Mike, a big talk all offseason long in Denver has been the quarterback position. They went out and addressed it with Case Keenum. What do you think about that pickup?
Well, I think it is an upgrade based on the way the position was played. But the truth in searching for quarterbacks is you can't really get what you want. You can't just go sign Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. And I'm reminded when Aaron Rodgers, by the way, when they were going to start him in 2008, they were so sure of his success, they drafted Brian Brohm in the second round. Okay, so it's a crapshoot for everybody. And you're just hoping that Case Keenum, even if he's not as good as he was last year with Minnesota, even if he's average, I mean, that could be enough for the Broncos to be, you know, 500 or more. So that's what you're hoping, and you don't really know. Maybe you draft one.
But you think when you're at the position that they're at number five in the draft, this is a tremendous opportunity to maybe get a big impact player like that.
It is, and we don't really know, like, are the Giants going to take a quarterback or how many are going to be gone. But I think if there's one that John Elway really likes, you just keep swinging. I mean, because no team bats 1,000. You can criticize every team for not being able to find a quarterback. I live in the Seattle area. The year they drafted Russell Wilson and looked really smart, they signed Matt Flynn to a big contract, okay? Before that, they acquired Charlie Whitehurst. That's who they thought was going to be a good quarterback. So you don't know. No one has it figured out. You just keep swinging. If you don't swing, you don't get a hit. So that I would think they would strongly consider going in that direction.
About a month away from the draft, and after this first wave of free agency, how do you see the AFC West standing right now?
Wow, what a division, because you got John Gruden coming in to Oakland, and we don't really know what's going to happen. I think roster-wise, they could really struggle. But John Gruden could come in and pump life into them and get Derek Carr going, and they could be formidable. The Chargers seem close. They seem sort of right there. I kind of like where they're at. They've sort of stuck with their they stuck with their offensive staff at least the last couple of years. Now they've got a defense. Kansas City seems all over the place. I mean, they seem like in a little bit of a rebuild. I think their quarterback's going to be very inconsistent. So to answer your question, I think it's open. I think it's hard. I would not want to go to Vegas and have a lot of money on any team really in that division, because all the others could win it also.
Last one for you here. You're a Hall of Fame voter. Talking about Broncos owner Pat Bowlen, what do you feel like his lasting legacy and real big impact on the league will be?
You know, I can tell you that 10 years ago or so, I did a column on how the Broncos were underrepresented in the Hall of Fame. And I called a statistician from some, I don't know if it was Harvard or somewhere, and I said, look at how much this organization has won, and how could it be that, are we just saying it was all John Elway? You know, I don't think it was. I think there's other factors there. So as a Hall of Fame voter, you would think I could tell you who's going to make it. It is a crapshoot every year. I think if you get into that contributor slot, though, you have a great chance. You're basically, our committee has done the homework and endorsed this person. So if they can get Pat Bowlen to that point, I think he goes right in. We just don't know if he will.
What you think it's the year?
I really have no idea. But I think if he gets through the committee, then he's going to make it.
Yeah.
So, and I think DeBartolo making it for the 49ers helps the owners, you know? It's just sometimes it's hard to know specifically what an owner did and to separate that. It's kind of like, sometimes it's like an offensive lineman, you know? You don't, okay, well, how do we know for sure, you know? But I think you look at the body of work in Denver, more Super Bowl appearances and losing seasons, there's not, who can say that?
Yeah.
So
that's an amazing stat. Mike, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.